Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sutarasata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Govinda Maharaj Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Srila Gokishordas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarvabhama Sri Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ji Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gau Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswatamath Ki Jai. Aparad Bhanjana Bhat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Govinda Kunda Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vishvavarenya Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj Ki Jai. Sripad Bhakti Kusamasra Maharaj Ki Jai. Sripad Bhakti Vimalabhadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Bhakti Nandan Narayan Maharaj Ki Jai, Sanyasi Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Bhakti Lalita Kanchan Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sutarasata Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai, Hare Krishna, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nithai Go Premanande. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sutarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai, the President Sevaita Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Nithai Go Premanande. When I once told Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, I said that he was a fanatic follower of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. And Srila Gurudev was dancing with that sentiment. He considered it such an honor, and he repeatedly would remind me of that when you called me a fanatic follower of Srila Guru Maharaj. And that is the essence of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, that Srila Gurudev dedicated every last drop of blood to the seva of his beloved Srila Guru Maharaj. And we sit before them now, and this whole Chaitanya Saraswat Math, the conception of it, which the substantial conception of this math, Srila Guru Maharaj encapsulated in the sloka, Srimach Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim Bibrat Sambati Gangatata Nikata Navadvipa Koladri Raje Yatra Sri Saraswata Nirata Gora Gata Grananti Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. There he described, what is this mat? And what are the activities of the servitors, and what is their ultimate aspiration? Udgita Kirtir Jayasring means to loudly, profoundly broadcast the glories of Srimati Radharani. Yadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kamani dori tam dehe Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. The descent of Mahaprabhu was to broadcast the glories of Radharani to the world. And that was the purpose of Srila Guru Maharaj in establishing this mat, Gora Gata Grananti, he said. And what do the members of Chaitanya Saraswat Mat do? Their primary purpose is Gaura Katha. They're glorifying Mahaprabhu, which means necessarily Radha Govinda, Srimati Radharani. Radharani is all-conquering devotion of Krishna. Radha Bhava Duti Subolitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. And toward the end where it says, Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha, that in the line of Sri Rupa, Sri Rupa Goswami, this Saraswata, the followers of Srila Saraswati Thakur, as expressed in Chaitanya Saraswatmat, this aspiration is their Radhika Madhavasham, the service of Radha and Krishna under the guidance of Sri Rupa. So, when we contemplate the disappearance of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, immediately we are overwhelmed by the observance that on the Gaur Dwadashi, that Rupa Goswami disappeared from the world, Raghunath Das Goswami disappeared from the world, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami disappeared from the world. We can understand that it was the divine will of Srila Gurudev to leave at this time. The will of the Vaishnava is supreme, and it was his willful desire to leave at that time. And what was the time? During the Brahma Muhurta. And what is Kirtana? The Nishanta? Nishanta? This means the time. We only know this from Srila Guru Maharaj. This is the time when Radha and Govinda, they awaken in the morning and they're in service necessity. And only particular servitors can fulfill that necessity. So, this is Srila Guru Maharaj's angle of vision. When he expressed this with regard to the time of the disappearance of Saraswati Thakur, saying that Srimati Radharani could no longer tolerate his separation, and at that time of awakening called him into her association, and we see a parallel with Srila Gurudev. Srila Guru Maharaj, we need to be under the Ashraya Vigraha, Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj, we need to see things in the light of their vision. Just as Guru Maharaj would say, people can say so many things about Mahaprabhu. We want to see through the eyes of Swarup Damodar, through the eyes of Ramananda Roy, through the eyes of Rupa Goswami, through the eyes, the vision of Saraswati Thakur, of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. When Srila Gurudev was contemplating the logo for Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, he invoked Srila Guru Maharaj's expression that he used particularly at the time of the disappearance of the Guru by saying and graphically illustrating that the Guru, the Sisha, is like the lotus. The Guru is the water all around. When the Sisha lotus is safely situated in the waters, the seva of Sri Guru and his association, then the Krishna sun nourishes the lotus and nourishes it for seva, ultimately for Radha Dasyam. He said, remove the lotus from the water. Then that very sun of Krishna burns the lotus. We are unable to stand on our own. And this should be clear to us now. The test, according to Srila Guru Maharaj, is to stand in separation. We know we cannot stand in separation from Srila Gurudev without utterly taking shelter of him. It is impossible to stand on our own. So, when once on the Vyas Puja, to express to what level we are dependent, I said in the presence of Srila Gurudev that we are so guru dependent that if Krishna, and quoting Guru Maharaj, that if Krishna himself comes before you, that disciple, the faithful disciple, the sincere disciple, he does not trust his own vision. He will ask his Gurudev, is this Krishna or not? When I said that, Gurudev went to say, this is the truth. This is the point that we must understand. We're utterly dependent, incapable of standing on our own. We need to eternally be sheltered in the Ashraya Vigraha Sri Gurudev. Then recently, within the last week, like we're hearing the Kokil now. Even today we're hearing the Kokil. It's that time of year. And before Srila Gurudev, these things brought about divine remembrance in him. And sometimes through the medium of a reflection of his childhood. And he said, oh, I remember when I was young, before there were any watch or clock, and we kept time according to the sounds of the birds, the stars, the planets, different things would indicate what time of day it is. So he said, when I would hear the sound of the kokil at this particular time of year, he said, then I knew that it was time to rise and prepare for the day's activities. But then, mysteriously, repeatedly, and even as of a few days ago, he quoted this sloka of Srila Rupa Goswami referencing the Kokil, and wherein it says that, you know this sloka to me? Kurvati Kila, Kokila. Anyway, it ends on Jayamini Iti Jayamini. Radharani, we're told normally, the Kokil sounds, it has some remembrance of the sweetness of the voice of Krishna. It'll bring about remembrance of the sweetness of the voice of Krishna. And we know that consistently that they make it sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. But here, the point Srila Gurudev was emphasizing is that that which would normally bring about some happy remembrance is, she's saying Jayamini, Jayamini. She's taking the name of Jayamini Rishi because that is their custom to protect one from being struck by lightning. So now, in separation, that which was formerly a source of pleasure and happiness, in separation, that so-called sweetness is like a lightning bolt striking her heart. So never before had he revealed, until recently, a connection between this and the sloka of Das Goswami expressing his separation. Because we hear Mahaprabhu, Sunyaite Jagat Sarvam Govinda Birahiname. In the Shikshastakam, he's saying, in separation, I'm seeing the world as zero, void, vacant. But Srila Guru Maharaj said, Das Goswami, who's our Prayojan Tattva Acharya, he's taking it to a deeper level in saying that not only is it vacant or void, but those things which were formerly a source of inspiration and joy now appear to be antagonistic to me. Das Goswami is the Prayojan Tattva Acharya. In his sloka, in the Vilapakusa Manjali, which means Vilap means this divine lament in separation, he says, Sunyayate Mahat Goswam Girindro Jagarayate Vyagram Tundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. We know Srila Das Goswami, after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, he went to Govardhan to finish his life. And his expression was that Govardhan, that we hear so many things. He's asking for shelter of Govardhan. It's the highest aspiration of those in the line of Saraswati Thakur, the Gaudiyas. Saying, but now, in separation from Guru, that Govardhan appears to be a python coming to swallow me. And Radha Kunda, the holiest of holy places, appears to be a tiger's gaping jaws coming to devour me. So Srila Gurudev connected this to Rupa Goswami's sloka, saying those things which were formerly sweet and joy-giving are now antagonistic to me. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, oh, this will naturally appear in the heart of the sincere, faithful follower. But we see also in the case of Raghunath Das Goswami that when he went to Govardhan and took shelter there, he came in connection with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And he saw, although my life is not worth living without the connection of Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar, he saw them again in Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, that they were extended into them. In his sloka, he says, Ashabare Amrita Sindhu Mai Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratam Hi Tam Chait Pripam Mai Vidasa Shinaiva Kim Me Prane Brajena Chaburoru Bakarinapi. He said, my reason for living has been an aspiration for the service of your holy lotus feet. It's a direct prayer to Radharani. See, my reason for existing is the aspiration of Radha Dasyam. That is, Srila Guru Maharaj said, when I think of Radharani, I forget my existence. Saying, but, so that aspiration gives meaning to my life, and Guru is Radharani's delegation. So the aspiration for the service of Guru gives meaning to our life, our existence, everything adjusted. When that is not a possibility, take that away, then what does he say? Prane, my life is meaningless. Why do I breathe? These are all echoing the sentiments of Radharani. Why do I breathe? Why do I hear? Why do I go on seeing? Why do I go on living if I don't have this prospect in my life? Prane, brajena. And what's more valuable than even my life, which I value near and dear, braja, that divine land, Vrindavan, where we hear Radha Krishna and their Nitya Leela surrounded by their servitors. What is that to me without you? I have no access. It has no meaning. It is undesirable. Prane, brajena, cha, bororu, bakarinapi. And Srila Guru Maharaj said in this way, he said, I know it is a shameful thing to say, but without you, Krishna is a dreadful thing. We're saying Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He's so many wonderful things. He's so beautiful. So many things can be said about Krishna. See, in the absence of you, my beloved Gurudev, Krishna has become a dreadful thing. Cannot stand. Is so dependent. So then, what can he do? When, after the disappearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and like yesterday in procession, the divine form of Srila Govinda Maharaj was brought here to Sri Navadip Dham and Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. They took Srila Saraswati Thakur by train from Shelda to Krishna Nagar, from Krishna Nagar on the top bus to Mayapur, then on their shoulders in the end, and he was in Samadhi there. And at that time, everyone asked, what do we do now? They're so dependent upon Prabhupada, Srila Saraswati Thakur. What do we, as we are? We're utterly dependent for every movement upon His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. What do we do? How do we go on? They always, these questions will come in the hearts and minds of all the disciples. So, some Maharaj, Big Maharaj, Gaudiya Maharaj, they ask, what do we do now, Maharaj? Prabhupada has entered the Nitya Lila, and he quoted the Srimad Bhagavatam saying, Krishne sva dhamo bhagate dharma jnana dibiksaha kalo nashtar dishamesha puranarko dunoditaha. Saying, now the Srimad Bhagavatam, it has risen, and we'll take shelter of the scripture, and that will give us guidance, that will illumine everything. That's how we'll get our direction. But some senior devotees, they turned to Srila Guru Maharaj, and they said, we want to hear something from you. Do you agree? He has just said, this is how we'll now get our guidance. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, we are not Sikhs. This is not Sikh religion. You know, the Granth Sahib, they worship this book. They bring this giant book in their temple. That is their worship. He said, rather, our position, we worship Guru and Vaishnava. Right? Vaishnava is everything to us. So, who has shown unparalleled service, unparalleled devotion? We worship them. We want to be under their guidance. We need to be under the shelter of the living Vaishnava. So Srila Gurudev said, I find that Sripad Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaj, he has taken all the responsibility for the service of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, as Srila Govinda Maharaj took previously. He wanted Srila Guru Maharaj to be in his divine world above, always, Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, so many slokas, all these creations of Guru Maharaj and his divine internal dialogue, subjective evolution of consciousness, search for Sri Krishna, reality of the beautiful golden volcano of divine love, generate more and more spiritual substance, extracting that from the upper world and bringing it down here for everyone. But Srila Gurudev, he told, seeing that Srila Guru Maharaj is that substantial Vaishnava, Paramahansa, that no disturbance shall come to him. I'm his aspiring servitor. I will take all the headaches, the responsibilities of his seva, so not one disturbance shall come to him. And we find that personified in Srila Rupa Goswami's praise of Lalita Sakhi, where he says, Radha Mukunda Parasam Bhava Garma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Kritadeho Laksham Utunga Sohridam Vishesha Vashat Pagalvam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Sulalitam Namami. Why is she so, Rupa Goswami loved Lalita Sakhi so much? Because she's chastising Krishna on behalf of Radharani. When Krishna needs to be controlled, she can be relied upon. She's so inconceivably great. But that Lalita Sakhi, she may be bold on behalf of Radharani, but otherwise, the least seva is her interest. Saraswati Thakur, when he had to chastise his disciple, this is my pralap. It's some kind of delirium that descends upon me. Otherwise, I'm your servitors. Dashoshmi. So Gurudev told, the president Sevait Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math is a position of service. We think with our polluted mind that Guru, oh, so many people are serving him. I would also like to be like that. That my every whim and gesture will be indulged. What a desirable position. But actually the Guru, he's the servant of his disciples. Guru Maharaj thought, as you cleanse a fruit to make it fit for offering to Krishna, the Guru, by his advices and instructions and ways of dealing, he's cleansing all of his disciples and making them fit for service to Krishna. So he made it clear that it would be President Sevait Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, as really he'd done all along for Srila Guru Maharaj. So as Lalita Sakhi does, she's ready to, someone's ready to give their life for something, she's ready to take on 100,000 bodies, if necessary, to keep everything right. It's going in another direction. Not this type of life giving. This is higher than that. 1,000,000,000 times higher than that. To serve, to do the least service. So see, this is how we see who is supremely qualified, is those who express the greatest earnestness and magnitude of earnestness for the least service. We find that personified in Sripad Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaj. That is Srila Gurudev's opinion. He said, I find his devotion is unparalleled, and he's taken the full responsibility for all the seva the mat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and whatever so-called suffering that might bring upon one, he said, that is my joy. Whatever we saw the servitors of Srila Gurudev endlessly serving him, Devabandhu Prabhu, Nanda Priya Didi, Shruta Shrava Prabhu, Sripad Ashram Maharaj, Nakul Prabhu, Jamuna Didi, Chinmoy Dev. Once I said to Gurudev, all your servitors should be Chinmoy. And he liked that. And Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj, Gurudev, said repeatedly, for 17 years he served me 24 hours a day to the extreme. I can never withhold my affection from him. You don't know how he served me. So we know, everyone recognizes that. That seva of Sripad Bhakti Paramahansa Maharaj. But, and so many other, Shruta Shrava Prabhu as well, the other day telling, Gurudev telling Sanatani, you're treating me like a baby. With the, like I'm a baby, as did Shruta Shrava Prabhu and all my other servitors. And when I saw that Sripad Ashram Maharaj and the other servitors, they're cleansing the stool and urine of Srila Gurudev with their own hands, I said to him, I said, Maharaj, just these, I said, Swahaste Marjan. Devabandhu was there. He said, you're pure Rupa Nuga. He knows what I mean. What was I saying? We're told that the qualifications of Ishwara Puri, why, how has he become Mahaprabhu's guru? This point is mentioned. It's not palatable in a general sense. So he's cleansing the stool and urine of his guru with his own hands. We would think, oh, if he's guru, it should say he's a big pundit. He knows so many slokas. He cleanses guru's stool and urine with his own hands. We're told about him. Why that point is made, right? Because Madhavendra Puri, at the time of his passing, expressing this Oi Dina Dayadranatha sloka. And Mahaprabhu's opinion, he's saying, what is it? Chatusham. When he told about Haridas, said, you may think it is offensive, I'm taking like sandalwood and camphor, and it's a divine fragrance to me. That is substance over form. So I was trying to express my praise for these servitors who Srila Gurudev repeatedly broke their hearts, and just when they reassembled again, broke them again. Again and again and again. So the only thing left is the flexible heart. Bhakti Lalita Didi knows this. Mahananda Prabhu Bhakti Ranjan knows this. What did Gurudev say about him? He's about Bhakti Lalita Didi. He said, she has 100% faith in me. Forever. Representing him to all the devotees, nursing all the devotees. He would see a letter written by her and be astonished, thinking it was written word for word by himself. And what did he say about Mahananda Prabhu? That under all circumstances, the Mahananda flower blossoms. What is that? In any soil, in any condition, the Mahananda flower blossoms. Mahananda Prabhu Bhakti Ranjan. And I cannot now list all of these servitors, but when I came back to this mission in the year 2000, my principal observance, I thought, we're with, in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's time, so preoccupied with his Su-Siddhanta. We're thinking about that 24 hours a day. That's everything to us. People hear it, they're converted. They hear Guru Maharaj's Su-Siddhanta, they're coming from everywhere. And we're always doing that. And having super affectionate dealings with Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. But when I returned, I saw this shift, in a sense, now that the ontological, Siddhantic foundation had been so clearly established, that everything was heart to heart. Gurudev having these intimate, personal, heartfelt, affectionate relations with thousands of disciples all over the world. I thought, how is this possible? They're all being personally nourished by him. But like gopis and Radharani, they complain about Krishna. And they say, you made me love you, think about you 24 hours a day, see only you, hear only you, feel everything about you. And now you take yourself away from me. What am I supposed to do now with my senses, everything? You're so cruel that you made me love you and then you took yourself away. So we can only understand that by the pull of the heart's affection, the force of that pull, that he's at last dragging us into that divine domain where he is with Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all the divine associates there under the care of Sri Rupa, and absorbed in Radha Dasyam. He wants to pull us there, but now the test has come to stand in separation. And so it's at this time, and also I want to express, we are, that Srila Gurudev, he said, there shall be one single acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, that is Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. He's given that declaration. And we, for 25 years, have gone around the world telling everyone in the time of Srila Guru Maharaj, because Guru Dev is saying, same thing applies. This is Chaitanya Saraswat Math, right? Everyone, if you interview anyone, they say, what do they say in Chaitanya Saraswat Math? Oh, you know what they say in Chaitanya Saraswat Math? They say that when Sridhar Maharaj, he declared Govinda Maharaj Acharya, that's it. That's everything. And if you don't accept that, then you, rather than create disturbance in the mat, then you'll go. And if you won't go forcibly, someone will drag you out. Whom? Srila Guru Maharaj will drag you out. Once Gurudev, that he was very passionate about someone. Someone had offended Srila Guru Maharaj, and he couldn't tolerate it. He wanted to kill that man, and was going to do it. And he said, and then I figured, if I'm going to kill one, he said, there's like 9 other people, I figure I'd kill them too. Who were offended, you know. This is the truth. And he's ready to go. And then Guru Maharaj embraced him like this. You want to know how strong is Guru Maharaj? And he couldn't move. He couldn't move, he couldn't blink. Like Hanuman and Guru, he couldn't, nothing. And after he'd calmed down, he said to Guru Maharaj, how much of your strength did you use? Guru Maharaj said, very little. Right? We like when the Guru is defeated, the disciple is defeated by the Guru. When the Guru is defeated by the disciple, the Guru relishes that. So it's Guru Maharaj who said, I will drag them out. Not, I'll call the guard and they'll drag. No, I will personally drag them out. And here we are, Srila Gurudev, who's the ever faithful follower, Sneha Vigraha of Srila Guru Maharaj, and everything he's ever thought of has been with precedent. So as Guru Maharaj is told, I'm giving a similar declaration, I declare Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj as the Acharya after me of this mat and this mission. And anyone who does not accept this, that is their option. Vimrishay tadashay shena yatech dusi tatakuru. Krishna says in Gita, consider what I've said to you and you decide. He said, but should you decide to go against this, to challenge this directive mind, to go against this decision of mine, then rather than, as Guru Maharaj told, Gurudev is so humble, he said, as Guru Maharaj told, then not to create any disturbance here, then you'll go. Otherwise, Guru Maharaj will drag you out, or Guru Maharaj is Vaibhav. So, anyway, for 25 years, we've been saying this all over the world. It's known. It's still our policy. And also, Srila Guru Maharaj said, we have such senior god brothers, Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, Sripad Kusumashram Maharaj, he said, Janardhan Maharaj, he's a perfect gentleman. He was already Acharya, but he has so much respect and faith in me that he deferred to me. So the same thing for Sripad Ashram Maharaj. So Janardhan Maharaj in Soquel and Ashram Maharaj in Mexico, he said, they're already in that position, but out of respect and faith in me, they deferred to me. And anyway, other things he's indicated, everyone, in one sense, it is no mystery. Srila Gurudev has perfectly trained all of you for the last 25-something years. And I consider it my good fortune to be in your association. Without your association, I don't have the capacity to stand in separation from Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj. And on that note, I want to express my unqualified support of Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Akacharya Satarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Sripad Acharya Dev as the President Saivite Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math as Srila Gurudev's designated successor. Jai Krishna, Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Rata Sridhar Dev Goswami.
Jai Srila Srimad Bhakti Sundar Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Vishnupad Jagat Goswami Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Vishwabaranya Srila Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. All the assembled devotees Ki Jai. So all the Dandi Sannyasi Brindu Ki Jai. Samagata Sri Gaur Bhakti Brindu Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Actually, you know that. Now, I'm not prepared to talk something today. I cannot talk anything because whole night, whole cannot sleep, you know. Day before yesterday, when I'm leaving to Gurudev, so Mohanandu was asking me, you know everything, you know when Gurudev will leave? This kind of question, answer, how shall I give? And he wants answer. He told, give answer. I am stopping. I cannot give an answer. When will Gurudev will leave? Same day. He wants answer. Tell. You know everything. Rishabdev Prabhu, when died, you can tell. When Gurudev will answer. And he told, I told what? You can think 1 year. Like this, I tell that I am coming. And then Gurudev told that 11 p.m. He told, tomorrow you come. Tomorrow will you come morning? Like this, he told me. Gurudev, I'll see. Because my plan was another program. Yesterday. I'll see. Then, immediately my when I'm car moving, that's my something is telling. And I told immediately, Mahanandu Prabhu, some work is due, you have to do that. You can, that job is necessary to do that. And something like this, and I am asking something to Jamuna Devi. Jamuna Devi is chastising me, but I'm thinking, what for she is chastising me like that? How much that affection to Gurudev? Gurudev, he's saying, this is your most important, I have to see the Gurudev today is he's taking care of his health. What is important? I cannot answer this question. I'm thinking, what for they are chastising me like this? For that, he actually understood. Gurudev, he told that his Sandy told that today maybe I'm leaving. He told many times, but that day he told another way, then I told Mohanandu Prabhu. He told me that today I'm leaving. And then I cannot believe, always he's telling like that. But that day he's telling another way. Then I'm thinking, maybe he's joking with me. But when in the car, Gurudev, when he's telling, he's laughing. And he's telling, today I'm going. When on another day telling, he's not laughing. He's seriously telling, I'm leaving today. Why are you going? At that day, yesterday he's laughing. He's laughing with me, today I'm going. Then I was never laughing. Like this, yesterday he's laughing. Never started. Why he is telling like that? Then I told Mohanandu, phone call by Mohanandu, I'm going now with the but you can do your job. Then he did his job. Like this way. Actually, you know that's the Gurudev's thinking. He always, He studied Devabhu yesterday. He told Gurudev, you are coming when you left Navadvipa, you are crying. Yes, I got some pain in my mind. Therefore that I left Navadvipa, I will never go to Navadvipa. When I will die, you will burn my body there. If Thailand, if Calcutta, you will burn my body. All the disciples will not accept this. Please take this word away. I told and the Gurudev. He agreed that. And I cannot think. The Gurudev will immediately he will go and 4th of December he declared. Many days ago he make will, but 4th of December he declared. But I think so he will settle, but Gurudev's pain, he cannot tolerate that pain, for that he left this world. It's so much happening, he's tolerating everything. For that he left this world, but you know that Gurudev always with us. I cannot say, he's always with us. Father Siddhartha Maharaj also never Gurudev was never telling Nitrila Pravishta always. His books, Om Vishnu Vasila Bhakti Dhaka Siddhadev Goswami, he never saying Nitrila Pravishta. He never saying like that. He's existing always with us. Everything he's doing without mercy, without his everything he will see and everything some kind of problem. He yesterday when 11 o'clock, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., he's telling, I am now in my health, I am always helping you. I am always supporting you. You can think my support always with you. All the devotees. You take care of my devotee. You know that I have no nikah. You know everybody. I have no nikah. It is not, I am not pretending. I am not like telling. I have no any qualification. And quality and quality. Gurudev choice me. But you have to tolerate me, everybody. I am telling, I am praying to everybody. Please, you have to tolerate me. For that, I am always the Gurudev told me when he gave to Sannas 1999, he told serve my devotee, serve my mission, and serve my deities. He told me like this way, then from that day I am any physical problem coming, I am doing that service. I am accepting all of the day, any offense, I am doing to everybody, please excuse my offense, please remove my offense. I am telling to everybody, I am fallen soul actually, I do not know anything. Only Gurudev, I am working, actually I know that. Everybody is telling, everybody is saying that I am the construction manager. But yes, I do that construction. It's following up Gurudev's order, I am doing some construction, that is truth. But construction doing for what? For what? For Gurudev. For Gurudev's desire, I want to fulfill that desire like this. Anything, when I heard from Gurudev, when Gurudev is a young boy, a 21 years old boy, he is one municipal man came to measurement his kitchen, this kitchen. Measurement to the kitchen, and that time municipal man is with suited and booted, pant and shirt, some shoes, and he want to go inside in the kitchen. I want to measurement. Gurudev told, no, you can measurement from the outside. Why go to inside? Outside that house, you can make the outside. What is tax will come, you can make the measurement from the outside. What necessary go inside? No, I have to go inside. But he wants to see what is cooking there, like thing. He wants to break the law, like this. And Gurudev told, if you go inside, I will cut your leg with this. I'll cut your leg. And that man went to Srila Siddhartha Maharaj, Gurudev, from Guru Maharaj. Oh, that young boy is me, naughty boy. He wants to cut my leg. Cut your leg. What do you want? Why he want cut your leg? What for? What for? Oh, I want to go inside. Oh, for that is truth. Like this way. Flood is going on. When flood is going on, that time no one boundary wall. So Chaitanya Sattva, no boundary wall. And flood, always flooded. And with some banana, he make the boat. This is called some banana boat, like this banana. And with the knife, he is doing guard. And some ghost people, some Gunda people, like this. And they are one to stealing some banana, and cutting the banana tree for his cows. And when they saw Gurudev, and they are going run away. And then, they are now begging, oh, I want one banana tree. And Gurudev told, you want banana tree, then why you not come to the main gate? Why come to the behind? You are came for stealing. Then I will not give you. If you take from me, I will cut your hand. Like this way. This way, putting the temple. That's why I also try trying to make the temple, trying to peace the temple, but like this, this way, but this is the position. This is the temple, this service mode. Service mode is necessary, but Gurudev is showing something like this. He, when he is surrounding the temple, he is telling, my body will be burned. I told Gurudev, you tell me what is your good place. Where is your good place? This I, when I, 3 years, 6 years before, I make the pump. I make the pump there. We make the good. I asking the Gurudev, Gurudev, can I make the pump here? Yes, yes, you can make the pump. I do not like that place. I understood that you can make the palm there. Everybody is thinking Gurudev Samadhi will be there. In Vien Samadhi will be there. And I, when I make the palm there, Gurudev, yes, you can make the palm. I do not like that place. I understood that thing 6 years before. Then I keep this place safely always. Then that mango tree is dead. You saw that. And Gurudev told, this place is good place. But not to cut the mango tree. This is 6 years before. He told like this. And I saw this. But then everybody's mercy, all that. Or Srivad Goswami Maharaj, Srivad Avadhut Maharaj, Narjan Maharaj, everybody is. Srivad Tirtha Maharaj, Damodar Maharaj, everybody is here, they are always my Guru Bhargava. Actually, everybody is my Guru. I know, actually, everybody praying my Gurudev like this. I saw there how much their service. Ashram Maharaj, when Rishabhdi Prabhu is dying, and Ashram Maharaj serving, Rishabhdi Prabhu told me, Prabhu Maharaj, I want to leave from Navuddhi, I want to go to America. Because I came for die here. And then I doctor told 15 days, my 25 days gone, I am not dying. I am not going to die. And what happened? Because all devotees are serving me and my lifetime is going up. But I do not want service more, I want to go today. And I am coming down and I every day am seeing, I am fourth floor, I am staying third floor, and every day I am seeing. I saw and immediately Gurudev phone called me, my, you are not to come to see me, my package, everything is packaging. Everything is packaging, his two car is packaging, that time no small car, Tata Sumo. And then all packaging, I came and I see Rishabhdev Prabhu not talking so much. Every day talking, not telling. And I asked to Gurudev. Gurudev told, you are packaging, but Rishabhdev, Gurudev told, yes, I have to take Rishabhdev Prabhu because he is going to America and I take him to Calcutta and afternoon time is flight. And I told Gurudev, you are going packaging, but Rishabhdev Prabhu's health not good today. Is it true? Yes, Gurudev. And he can saw and Gurudev understood. Gurudev told, okay, take out my things. Take out my things. And if Gurudev told you call doctor, I told doctor, same doctor, Siddhar Maharaj's doctor. The same doctor came and the doctor told maybe 1.5 hour, maybe 2 hours. And Gurudev again go to room. After 1 hour and half hour, Gurudev, doctor told and he came back and Gurudev pulled chant Hare Krishna. Everybody chant and chanting and his body is this way. This way is happening like this. Gurudev was understood. So he will go, he told, laughing and he's trolling. That's this way. This is the Mahapurush. That's তারা জানতে পারেন তাদের কখন চলে যাবেন, সেইভাবে গুরু মহারাজ বুঝতে পেরেছেন আমার চলে যাওয়ার সময় হয়েছে, সুতরাং আজকে বলো সেইভাবে ঘোষণা করে দিয়েছেন। যাকে আপনাদের কাছে আমার সেই প্রার্থনা, আই এম আস্কিং ব্লেসিং ফর এভরিবডি, প্লিজ অল এক্সকিউজ মাই অফেন্স, আই এম আস্কিং টু মার্সি ফর এভরিবডি, ইউ আর অলওয়েজ উইথ মি, আই এম অলওয়েজ উইথ ইউ, এনি থিং কাম ক্যান ডাইরেক্ট টেল মি, আই এম উইল বি ভেরি হ্যাপি. Like this, if anything problem, any fault, any can see my fault, you can tell directly, I'll be very happy and no problem for me. Like this, and please give some mercy to, and always I will be patient and tolerance, and please accept my all fault like this, please. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Bhakti Rekha Srila Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Guru Bhakta Bindu ki jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai, all the assembled devotees Ki Jai. So from very early, I had heard about the glories of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. When I was with Srila Prabhupada, I think it was like 1973. Of course, that time Srila Govinda Maharaj came with Srila Sridhar Maharaj to the inauguration of the Sri Chaitanya Chandradoya Mandir in Mayapur. And when Srila Sridhar Maharaj came, Srila Prabhupada was upstairs getting massage with mustard oil. He was in Gumsha. And we ran up to tell Srila Prabhupada, oh, Srila Sridhar Maharaj has arrived. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj came to Srila Prabhupada and said, what is the arrangement for the inauguration of the deities, for the installation of the deities? And Srila Prabhupada said, now that you have arrived, everything is auspiciously done. You know, just the arrival of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and entering the inauguration is successful. Reminds you of when Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Prabhupada was installing the deities, I believe, in the Bhagwat Bazaar, Gaudiya Math. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj had gone there first and, you know, put some tulsi there at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came in, and it was his custom that he would, you know, for the inauguration, he would offer his dandavats and then put some tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of the Lord. And then when he saw the tulsi leaves, he said something like, I have come here for the inauguration, but I see the deities have inaugurated themselves. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj felt something and begged forgiveness, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you're a Vaishnav, there's never any offense among Vaishnavas. So also like that, Prabhupada told, you have come now that Mandir is inaugurated. But at that time, Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they sat on the same Vyasasan, and at their lotus feet was Srila Govinda Maharaj. And actually, Govinda Maharaj, we see in the picture, he spoke and he quoted the verse of Raghupati Upadhyaya. You know, when Vallabha Bhatta, he was with Mahaprabhu in Idaila, I guess it is, near Prayag. And Rupa Goswami was there, and also Raghupati Upadhyaya came. So Vallabha Acharya, he's giving some formal worship to Mahaprabhu, but Raghupati Upadhyaya is very intimately speaking, and Mahaprabhu's, you know, taken by that completely. And that verse about, you know, yeah, who can I tell and who will believe me? That person that we are searching after, that Lord, he is hiding in the bushes, you know, stalking out the gopis. That's our Lord. This kind of Lord we're worshiping. Anyway, that, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj paraphrased that verse. And he said, you know, who can I tell and who will believe me? That person that we have lived with and known so well, this Aboy Charande, he has now gone to the West and he has come back as a Jagat Guru, as a world Acharya. Who can I tell? Who will believe me? You know, that kind of person, he's giving out mercy like water all over the world. So this was, and then I remember the following year, Srila Prabhupada, I'm very young at that time, maybe not in years, 30-something, but like a boy, I did not know so much. And then Srila Prabhupada, he told me the following year, he says, in his own way, he says, you know, all my God brothers are saying that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he has too much affection for Srila Govinda Maharaj. And he meant it as a compliment, a high compliment, but also his own, you know, he has too much affection for him. So then he sent us to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mutt for some program. And Prabhupada asked me and others to go there. And at that program, there was some disciple, I think, of Madhav Maharaj, and he said, you know, the whole world, people are chanting Hare Krishna and everything is going on, and it is all because of the mercy, and then he said, of his guru. And then when Prabhupada heard that, he was furious. And he said, what? And he was, you know, why did you go? I said, Prabhupada, you sent me. You asked me to go there, you know. But from that very beginning, I remember Srila Prabhupada, to me, it stuck in my mind. He's telling me, everyone is saying that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he has too much affection for Srila Govinda Maharaj. And I didn't even know who is Srila Govinda Maharaj. But I remember the remark. I mean, it's not something you forget. Then, when afterwards, as Goswami Maharaj said, before we had some position previously, and then we came to the lotus feet of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and more important, also I can say to Srila Govinda Maharaj's lotus feet. And I will just say, you know, it is, then we gave up some, you know, pratishta to take shelter at Srila Govinda Maharaj's lotus feet. So I can say, it is better to serve in the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat than to reign in some other society. So that was my feeling. And always, then Srila, I remember was one incident that, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he helped compose this book, Spiritual Assistance for Our Friends. And then I saw that the book came out as if I had compiled that book. It says compiled by Sripad Bhakti Padmajanagam. I thought, he told me, you have compiled this book. All right, Gurudev. But that book was giving very good advice. You know, that advice was about the servitor position of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, that he has always been, and I remember one quote there was like, he has always been like showing like a mountain of service. And we also know that Srila Govinda Maharaj, he would not allow any problems to go upstairs to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He kept all those problems, all those disturbances from going up the stairs. And this, some very good, that was the advice of this book, you know, that you become a servitor of Srila Govinda Maharaj and a servitor of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, that we worship the servitor. That is the spiritual assistance for our friends, basically. And I know when I came here to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, I remember at that time Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he told me, he said, quoted like the verse of Na Dhanam Na Janam Na Sundarim Kavitam Va Jagadishaya Kamaye. He quoted that, you know, here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, you will get the greatest return for your investment. So you invest everything here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. You invest your head here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And that's very nicely explained in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Sakshastika. I remember Srila Govinda Maharaj said, when Goswami Maharaj arranged to present that in the Golden Volcano of Divine Love, if he had not presented anything else, this would have been enough, he said. So we very much appreciate that. When I came here, then I was thinking, oh, I've been through so many difficulties, like all the difficulties that all of you are going through now. And I had come, you know, and I came, had gone through those difficulties for some years, but not unscathed. I mean, we were cut up a little bit. And I came here to Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, and I was thinking, oh, from the example of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, oh, I want to retire, you know, like he's living up there on the veranda, I will also retire. I've been through so much. But Srila Govinda Maharaj was always there at his side. So then I said to Srila Govinda Maharaj, I would like to stay here in Navadvip. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, oh, what's that you're saying? You would like to go to collect in Calcutta? And I said to Srila Govinda Maharaj, no, I didn't say that. I said I would like to stay here in Navadvip. And then he looked at me and he said, I think it would be better if you go to Calcutta and collect. So he sent us there. And many of us, we've been through, you know, let's not over-dramatize, but that trial by fire, by collecting in Calcutta. I mean, to this day, Parvat Maharaj, you know, and when I was, you know, I one time was going to Bangkok to renew my visa. This was like 30 years ago, you know, like more, 1974, you know, 37 years ago. I was going to Bangkok, and then Prabhupada told me, he said, you're going to Bangkok, so do one thing while you're there. Open up a temple there. That was, you know, I said, just like, by the way, when you're there, open up a temple. And then I said something like, I would like to stay in India and serve. And Srila Prabhupada said, there's a Bengali saying that the reaping machine will reap paddy in heaven or hell. Doesn't matter to that machine. Wherever it is, whether it's heaven or hell, it will reap paddy. So we must be like that. Yeah. Prabhupada told me like that. So better to, you know, you be like that reaping machine. You will reap in heaven or hell. So anyone who can serve in Calcutta, they are also like that reaping machine. You know, that machine will work ever in heaven or hell to, you know. I mean, what can I say? I won't get into some graphic details. And then I also see Aravinda Lochan Prabhu. So many years he has done so much service, and also taking that same way to serve in heaven or hell. He's from Brazil, and Brazil is a very beautiful and nice country. And he's living his whole life now in, you know, different situations in another country. You know, I don't want to say anything, but, you know, he's accepted a lot of, you know, a lot of difficulties to serve Srila Govinda Maharaj. From the very beginning, Srila Govinda Maharaj accepted his service. So now has passed, as Goswami Maharaj said, over 25 years. You know, we maybe had some association with Srila Prabhupada for some time, but we were boys, and Prabhupada called us his boys. I mean, he is 50 years older than us. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj, we knew through Srila Govinda Maharaj. If without Srila Govinda Maharaj, nobody would have got entrance into the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And that's a fact. I don't care who they were. They wouldn't have got entrance without Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine grace. And that now 25 years we have had Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine association. And that has been our life. That is our servitor life. We come here to India, you know, we go to Calcutta for his divine association. And still, we are doing that. I will not stop, you know, Guru Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, not, you know, he's gone, he's in his samadhi. I will not say Nitya Lila Pravishtam because Govinda Maharaj didn't do like that. I won't say that. You know, he's...
That comes from Ananta Bhagavad. Guru Maharaj said, our consideration is he's already in the past plane. In this life, he was already in that plane. Now,
we know he's in that plane. Otherwise, dead telephones don't talk. You know, that's the saying. Dead telephones don't talk.
When you get a call from Vrindavan
and telling you to take Rupa Goswami's land, then a dead telephone talks.
Yeah,
it's a miracle. And there was other miracles like plowing the field and turning up the Govardhan, Anu Govardhan that had been lost. This was, or getting Krishnadas Kaviraj's divine temple of Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra asked to take that. So many things. But so many years, and always it has been Srila Govinda Maharaj, and because of that we were coming here. So I will say in the future, I will always continue to come to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math here in Nabadeep and also in Calcutta. I cannot stop coming. Srila Govinda Maharaj said, I want all my sannyasis here for Gaur Purnima and also, of course, for, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine appearance, Kartik. We have many excuses for coming here. We can serve in many ways and here, or try to serve under Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine guidance. But I will also say that, you know, I saw, it was mentioned Jamuna. I saw that she was very dedicated to Srila Govinda Maharaj's service, as was so many other persons. When I came also this time, you know, I know that Srila Govinda Maharaj has, you know, I'm not going to try and you know, nice coat, something. I know that when Srila Govinda Maharaj left Navadvip, he left with some pain in his heart. But at the same time, and he, when I came there to Calcutta this time, I could see from the day I got there, Srila Govinda Maharaj will leave. I knew that. I could see that. Because you could not get him to, you know, really participate in anything. He was in his divine, it was his own divine will. He was accepting service from his different servitors, but it was his divine will. And then when somebody said, well, you have to sit up, you have to do some things, he says, I'm happy this way. I'm happy this way. So when I saw that immediately, I postponed my ticket. Srila Govinda Maharaj, she was very happy that I did that. And said, oh, very good. As I could see, if I wait now 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, this is, you know, it is very obvious what is happening now. It is so obvious, and, you know. And basically, it is something divine also, that Srila Govinda Maharaj, you know, underneath it all, he also doesn't want to live as a sick man. You can have your choice. Live as a sick man or join with Srila Sridhar Maharaj and all the divine servitors of Shishi, you know, Radha Krishna and Shri Rupa Manjari and all that. You know, you have your choice. Stay in bed, invalid, or join that. You know, but he stayed for so long to accept our service. You know, what we were aspiring to do as servitors. So I think that is the message that we all have to continue with that service. Now, I am a servitor, you know, of Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine instructions and his words. He's given those instructions. I cannot, you know, to me, it's not just a question, you know, somebody can say, this is qualification. I don't know what is qualification. I know that all my friends, I got a phone call this morning from Hare Kirtan Prabhu of Venezuela. And he was saying, oh, you know, expressing, naturally he will call because Gurudev is left. But he says something to me like, you know, I'm not qualified. I said, all my friends, they have so many, I said, we were speaking Spanish, I said, all my friends have so many manias, tricky behavior. All my friends have so many manias. Then I said, maybe with the exception of Ashram Maharaj, he's a bit of a gentleman. Okay, so I'll let him speak also.
That's a great introduction to Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj. So I just have to say, I remember when we were in Venezuela, the time I got to go there, it was a very joyous kirtan with the hundreds of devotees dancing before Sri Nitai Gora Chandra and everything. And Srila Gurudev was so pleased. And I remember when he introduced, he said, he was telling something in praise of everyone. He said, but there was one very sweet sannyasi who is my beloved Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj. So, Maharaj.
So, last thing. I'll also agree with Goswami Maharaj and others. You serve Srila Govinda Maharaj's instructions and you help serve this mission of Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, you cooperate with Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj, and if you have some affection for Srila Govinda Maharaj, you'll follow that instruction. He gave it, you heard it, who didn't hear it, tough luck, because you're somewhere else. Goodbye.
And now back to the sweet sannyasi Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj.
Guru Bhavista Supurakam, Guru Anai Rasisya Sambusitam, Chintya Chintya Samasta Veda Nipunam, Sri Rupa Pantanugam, Govinda Vidam Ujwalam Baram Tanum, Bhaktyam Vitam, Sundaram, Pande Vishwa Gurun Chadibya Bhagavat, Premnohi Vijapradam, Deva Divyatanum, Suchanda Badanam Balarka Chelanchitam, Sandra Nanda Puram, Sadeka Baranam Bairagya Vidyam Budhim, Sri Siddhanta Nithim Subhakti Lasitam Saraswata Nambaram Vandetam Subhadam Madeka Sharanam Nyashishwaram Sridharam. I don't know about these things of the sweet sannyasi and the sweet this and the sweet that, no.
I feel always very, very bad at hearing that. Now I think that there are many more beautiful qualifications I see always in the character and the personalities of so many of you, which are not that sweetness, but which are that courage to serve, knowing under any circumstances and in whatever service, no? Like all, how is the expression, English expression? All land, for that land, over car, which goes, that car, which goes to every land, four-wheel drive, no, but what is the land over, or what?
Land Rover.
Land Rover. It can go to anywhere. I think when I see that now in the devotees, I really become very much impressed and admire that. But well, today we are all gathered here because finally that undesirable date, which we will never thought it will happen, came to be. Of the disappearance of our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. And so many things already in the respective turn my God brothers have mentioned. Goswami Maharaj, Acharya Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and for sure so many more other devotees will have the opportunity to say something. First of all, I would like really to thank these devotees who were serving Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj personally. I know that it has been said, even my name has been mentioned here about this, that. But we have to put things in the proper perspective. It is not everything is the same, no? We never have been hearing that from the very childhood of our very beginning days in this movement. We have never been say that everything is the same. And really in this regard, I would like to thank. And to thank is a word, you know, Guru Maharaj never liked, because never showed what it is the proper Sharanagati attitude. But anyhow, in our Western tradition, we would like to thank so much Jamuna Devidasi, took so much care of the form, of the Vaishnava aspect of that whom we all adore and worship and sustain our faith and our hearts during all this time. Everyone has tried to serve him so much in their own quarters, no? Someone in Australia, someone in South America, someone in North America, in the United States, someone in Europe, in Africa. We don't want to leave aside any continent, no? In the Siberia, great Siberian, Russian region, everywhere. But most of the time we did not were acquaintance with the fact that few devotees were 24 hours a day dealing with the necessities of him who had to embrace and to give his mercy and his compassion and his love to all over his disciples around the world. And he did great things. I remember one thing, because we are all not trying to gather here and there a few diamond things to present in this conversation, which will delight your hearts and will honor his memory. The life of sacrifice he lived. Oh, what an example of life of sacrifice he lived. Around his family, he had so little time to dispense to his family, his daughters. He could say that. Oh, we never saw our father here. No, he always was with Sridhar Maharaj. But anyhow, these little few things I wanted to collect. That Sridhar Maharaj asked him, one of his last instructions, personal instructions for him was, take care of your health. And I remember perhaps some of you also, Vijay Krishna, which is here from Singapore, and Goswami Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and some Jagananda Prabhu, those who at that time were coming here to the mat, they saw Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, wearing his sandals when he used to come here. And we sometimes, myself, you know, poor as I am in my understanding of everything, I was thinking, oh, He is wearing sandals in front of me. But he said, I am wearing these sandals because Gurudev asked me to take care of my health. That was one of his main, no? I mean, not main, but it was for sure Srila Siddharma has wanted him to be careful about his health. And also we have heard this story about whoever will serve him that jackfruit, which is, no, we know, one very delicious sabji we all like and taste here in Navadvip, especially when we come here. I have never tasted anywhere else. But whoever served that sabji to Srila Govinda Maharaj, they will fast for one day, because that sabji used to give difficulty, you know, it will cause him sometimes to get sick. Anyhow, so during all these years, we know that he neglected his health for one reason, to take care of the mission of his Gurudev. That means his deities, his devotees, and his mission. Huh? He said, this is my tridanda. Maharaj he was never a former man. No, he was never that type of a square practitioner. No, we never saw that in his life. We on the other side, we had to many times to restructure with rethinking in order to understand, no, what we have to adjust to please him and to know and to learn what he wants us to learn. No? So he was never a stereotyped guru. Never. On the contrary, he showed us that many of these stereotyped practices are just like belonging to the Kanista Adhikar section. No? Those who are doing so much of an imitating practitioner or practice, but never connected to the realm, the line of surrender, a proper surrender. I just want to mention one thing. I never saw him crying, except few times, Srila Govinda Maharaj, I say. But once in Sokel, Jamuna was sometimes, we know, a little angry girl, no? And sometimes got like, out of your composure. after your composure. So, Janardhan Maharaj, when we were in Sokel, he was a little angry with her for something, no? Some things. And then he was, no, yelling at her. And then Guru Maharaj was inside. And he heard, no? Maharaj was giving a chastisement to her. And then Maharaj started crying and said, oh no, don't do that. Tell him she has done so much. That girl has so much committed to my health. But with tears. That was the first time I saw him. With tears in that way. And I know, I don't want to say that he never shed tears for any other of you. I bet he did. He did so much. We had all these devotees who, I don't know how they got that inspiration. And as Maharaj explained very well, that determination to serve him. No, whatever they, this last time especially, it was more chastisement than nice philosophical. Sometimes the devotees ask, Maharaj, share us what philosophical, what nectar you have got. No, there was no any philosophical exchange. Exactly, so many sticks. But they were there. And that allowed us to meet him, to have his compassion, his love, his affection, his so many things. No, Devabandhu, Nandapriya, Chinmoy this last year, oh, phenomenal. He was taking the whole night turn, no, night shift there by himself. And when I saw them, with that, they really looked like the parents of Gurudev. Yeah. No, they looked like the parents of him. Like sometimes, even sometimes I may say, like doing some chastising to him. And I was thinking, oh, he's going to slap them. He's going to slap. But sometimes he was very, you know, like he said of himself, a good boy. I have become a good boy now. I'm being a good boy. I'm following. And how much he followed, no? He followed everything. He followed like more than 20 medicines daily intake. Injections of insulin, nebulizer, now the homeopathy, now the allopathy. Now the heart medicine, now the lung medicine, now the steroid, now the that. And he very patiently and tolerantly. It was impossible to believe. And I think he did that to attract all of you and all over the disciples around the world.
no, to his attention, so that you will think of him. And how many calls we have received, no, during these months, everyone wanted to know, and how is Gurudeva's health, and how is him, and do this, and they are doing this, and they are doing, they were doing fantastic. They were the best nurses and nurse men and women that we can aspire. Kishori Devidasi, who just got graduate from his school, professional, no? Gurudev said he's a doctor, no? He didn't call her to a nurse. He called her his doctor, Kishori, Dr. Kishori. She came also, and Nakul Prabhu, no? That boy from Malaysia, from Aprakrita and Jayasri, he came and Goswami Maharaj once said when we were there, oh, you were like a boy when you came here, now you are like a man. Ratan Krishna Prabhu also. So many devotees. I know that I will miss, and I am asking forgiveness for that. But it is not that everyone is the same. No. No. And that Maharaj confirmed that to the very last day. No. To Yamuna. You are my doctor. You are my friend. You are everything. Do not leave myself. And Saraswati, now as poor Saraswati, no, she was serving so much, and now she went also to Thailand, Bindumati, huh? The cleaner of Gurudev, a room, and so all of them, they did so much service, and so, and Gurudev wanted, it's true that he sometimes allowed some of us to do something there, but never like the trust, when some panic, when some urgency, when some critical moment came, she always wanted to have by them side themselves. Because they know all my history. And we saw them fighting even with the doctors. No? Oh, making the life of the doctors pain. Pain, how do you say? A big pain. Oh, we saw, so many times I saw, no? There was one lady doctor, Bengali doctor, like very, very tall. This last time when we went to the Apollo Hospital, and Yamuna got like so fighting with her about them because she didn't like how they were treating Srila Gurudev. But then that doctor understood and was like, oh, I am also very heavy temperament, and she's also, then we are little fighting. But no, what she was saying, and we saw all of them, Sutasava Prabhu also, no, all of them serving him and doing all these things that the people in the hospital, they look like ridicule. They look like novices in comparison to them. That was the quality of the service they dispensated to their Lord and Master. 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter if they were sleeping in their very nice dreams. As soon as they heard the phone, Gurudev wants you here. Bus. No, they have to come and show themselves. And better they do. No, they have to come and show themselves. So, very grateful. I would like to remain also these pictures of all of you serving him in my heart, in my memory. They are very beautiful, very pleasant. And how much Gurudev say things, I am no, astounded to recall these things, what he said about the service you all gave for his well-being. And what he did with that, he put the singlest drop of blood in the preaching field. No? We all said after that stroke, no? First stroke, and then after the heart attack, no? And that surgery, who would think he was going to come out? Nobody. Nobody thought in the whole of the world that he will go out again and preach again. But what was his intention always? Neglecting the advice of the doctors. So in the Apollo Hospital, many times they said, all the specialists, he had like 5 or 6 specialists. Isn't it, Yamuna? Seven or six specialists. And one of them, among the PhD, I mean, no, specialists in doctor, in medicine, it is called specialist. And among one for the heart, one for the diabetes, one for the surgery they did in his back, no? Spinal surgeon, but one was the main one. Huh? The long one, the long specialist. He was the overall. And they had a system, you know. I never happened to see these things, But when you get into that circle as everything, you start seeing so many things. And that man was very unmovable. Whatever he was final. Other doctors, specialists, and like topmost, but they were not in charge of the whole, overall of Gurudev. Whatever they wanted to console or to do, they first had to go to the other man to say. Well, that person said many times, you should not go out of India. But what did Srila Govinda Maharaj did? One after another and another time and another time. He put aside all these things. I remember once, very dramatic, we were all in St. Petersburg. We arrived there. Badut Maharaj, very generous, always inviting so many devotees from outside Russia to enhance the festival there that he always present for the satisfaction and glory of Srila Govinda Maharaj. He invited him to come to Russia, and Gurudev was so pleased. I wanted him to speak before myself, and it is not false humility or sweetness, no. I wanted him to speak before me, and I wanted, because today I want to say to all of you, that I always notice Srila Govinda Maharaj, eagerly, you, his devotees, his disciples, not ourselves, we are coming from, he always called us his friends. But his disciples, he wanted also, always to know you, to know yourselves, that he is there to back you. And wherever service you would like to have and to do in his name, he will be like with tears in his eyes. Happily, he wanted you, his disciples. And that's why Acharya Maharaj and Avadhut Maharaj, you could see when they will go to the room, no? Even though he may be sick, you could see when they will go inside the room, how much, what eyes he saw them. No? Anyhow, that time in Russia, he came from London, and I heard the story. And look, Maharaj, look, when he arrived in the airport, bed as you can see. No, nothing like gorgeous and beautiful Gurudev, no. He looked like dramatically bad. And well, anyhow, no, we brought him to the temple and this and that, and by the days he got better. But we heard that in London, he was in London, and at that time, the doctor saw his condition, and he said, no, you cannot continue with your world tour. No? Then Maharaj thought for himself, oh, I am going to be stopped here, because, you know, it is not India. In India, you can do anything, and, no, overrule the laws in one way or other. But there in England, he knew that, oh, it's very strict. And the doctor say, no, you cannot fly. I will not fly. And I will not continue with my schedule, my itinerary. And Avadhut Maharaj has all the program there set for myself, all the beautiful dates. He always used to go there for Janmashtami, for that 1 month, large month celebrated always in the Sri Chaitanya Maharaj. In the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, one long standing festival called Harismaran. Huh? Yes, Maharaj? Harismaran, 1 month. And what dates are in that month? Oh, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, the appearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur disappearance, Balaram appearance day, Lalita Devi, who was the favorite, no? Gurudev always, when asked by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, one day went to visit Vrindavan, and after visiting Srila Sridhar Maharaj, in a sense of testing this taste of his disciple, of asking for the taste of his disciple, he asked, and of all the sides, Srila Govinda Maharaj, what did you like the best? And Gurudev said, oh, Lalita. Lalita Bari, or the place where Lalita is worshipped and stays. So Gurudev didn't want it to remain in England, not because he don't wanted to stay there. He already made his trip. He already conceived about his routine, and he wanted to go to his next leg. Then he said, "No, you know how he had that humor, brilliant humor, with which he diminished the seriousness and the delicatenesses and the how do you say? No, delicadez. Delicadez means the gravity of their illness." No, he always used his humor to overcome all these things. But then he said, oh, then I knew that I had, when the doctor came the final day, I knew that I had to present myself very happy with a big smile and to cheat him so that he will give me permission to continue with the journey. And he, no, he said like that. So to that point he came. Why? Because he wanted to be with you. That last motto, that last logo, he uses in for his last preaching campaign, last tour, which was for 8 months, continuous 8 months. First of all in America, Thailand, which almost he was stopped because of also illness, no? But Parananda there gave him the king's doctor, no? The king's personal doctor brought for Maharaj attendants, royal physician, and he did, oh, beautiful job. He did not, he was very short to go back to India, but no, he continued, but finally he continued to Russia. A little bit delayed, 1 or 2 weeks delayed, but finally he reached Russia. How much he loved Russia, how much he loved Avadhut Maharaj. So finally he did. And that all became because he wanted to share. That I was saying, excuse me of my hurriedness or not properly explaining all these things. But he said, his logo of that last visit was, I'm not going for any public meeting. I'm not going for any preaching campaign. I am going to see my devotees. And especially those who cannot come here and see me. I'm going to be with them. That was his simple phrase, his simple process, his simple campaign, no? Or simple idea. But what dimension that idea came to be? Now he said the itinerary were 7 or 8 countries. I may remember Thailand, Russia, Italy, Venezuela, Mexico, United States, England, back to India just for a short moment, came to Navadvip traveling again, stayed for his Vyaspuja, went back to Thailand, then from Thailand to Mauritius, and then from Mauritius to Malaysia, Mauritius, and finally back, and not back to Kolkata, back to Delhi, and from Delhi go to Govardhan and see the beautiful temple for the first time, finishing, no, that beautiful Govardhan Mandir, Anu Govardhan, Anu Giriraj Diti there, and then came find 8 months. That was 7 countries, but in every one of those countries, we may say, oh, he visited 7 countries. No! In Thailand, people came from China. Yudhamanyu Prabhu brought people from China. And Australian devotees came, Japanese devotees came, that girl from Japan, and Malaysian, which are very near, Singaporean devotees. So there was already like 7, 8, 10 nations there represented. And when he go to, to Russia, the same thing happened. Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Siberia, Lithuania, people from Europe. Then he moved to Italy. Oh, convention, regional convention of European Union. People from, I was not there for that leg of the trip. 150 guests, I don't know how many from Hungary. No, a big caravan of people from everywhere. And then when he crossed the sea, no, he told his devotees, oh, you will see what will happen. I remember, no, I said that in one of the offerings to Gurudev, Sadhu Priya, which is here with us today. He said to me, when he saw all these devotees in Venezuela, no, like 400, 500 people in Venezuela, he said, oh, Maharaj, I have never seen so many people. I didn't know so many people exist. I mean, so many devotees exist. No, because that's why Gurudev wanted to go and visit these countries, because some of these people, some of them, they have never come to India, never in their lives. They don't have sufficient funds, our economies are not good whatsoever. Then people from Brazil came, from Colombia, they travel like 36 hours, 48 hours by bus to reach Gurudev, from Peru, from Colombia, from Ecuador, from, no? And they get together there in Caracas. And the expression of Sadhu Priya was like that. No, I didn't know there are so many devotees. And then he went to, no, Mexico. The same thing happened. So many people from all over the place, from all over Mexico. Like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, no, that the devotees in this big caravan came from Navadi, from Nadia. They all went to Jagannath Puri. 200 people. No plane, no train at that time. Only bullock cart. At the most, we may think. No, and walking with the children and, you know, and the dog, that dog who follows them. Yes, like that. It is that expression is that like rivers come to the ocean, all these devotees came like so much invigorated and so much anxious to see their Lord who was there in Jagannath Puri. Huh? As soon as they received the news that he has come back from his touring around India, and the message was sent to Sachimata and all their devotees in this region, and all of them start this big caravan. 200 for 24 years. And 4 months they stayed there with him. So that what he did. He neglected his health to the very, very much. His diet, no? His diet was completely the opposite for his illness. He never suspended. He was not in this bodily thing that I'm going to change all my diet, what I have always do for all my life. Never. He never changed nothing. He neglected all these things, all these considerations, because if you were in the room, you will be crying to see. He was lying just after he passed a stool. No? He barely had the chance to come to his bed, lay down, and the devotees, Ramachandra Prabhu, will always come. Maharaj, this so-and-so devotee, they are leaving today for their countries. Can they come? And always he said yes. And they came. He could not speak. He could not. He just glanced at them and smiled a little bit. No? How he much desire. And I wanted to say, just to conclude now, as Maharaj said, that he loves all of you so much. And especially the disciple section, you always feel that he is behind you and that he has wanted you to come forward. To come forward and to do the needful. To do as much as your heart desires. To preach the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of this particular line of Saraswata family. And this particular line of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Of his divine master. If you can do that, never think that you will not be protected by his compassion, by his love, by his beauty, by all what he has had. He can change everything of that to give it to you. That I wanted to say. And I wanted him to speak first of all than myself because of that. It is not a question of seniority or youngest. Don't think like that. Never again. We are all here servants of him. And we have seen Grihastha, that is the stamp of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. We are not considering here Sanyasi, Kivavi, Pra, Kivanyasi, Sudra, Kenenoi, Jai Krishna, Tato Aveta, Sei Guru Hoi. This is the stamp of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. How much the Grihastras, God brothers, were recognized by him. How much our God sisters were recognized by him. No? In all levels. In all levels. So we had to reorganize our mental structure or whatever we understood previously in our practitioner's life. We have to reorganize to understand, oh, we are now playing another type of issue. And we could not see that was outside of what the Shastras is giving. No, that was, on the contrary, revealing the fresh and new and life-given aspect of the scriptures. And the association, not to remain in the Sahajiya group, in the imitationist group, but to come far and to stay in the living. So, my recognition for the service of all of you, those who are present, those who serve him, Bhakti Lalita also serving her always, as Maharaj said, in the correspondence dealing with the sentiments and the hearts and the aspirations of so many devotees who wanted to have a little few words from him. He was there transmitting, you know, what Gurudev would mention and said to them. And so many other of the devotees. I know that I am missing, you know, for sure, and I'm committing an offense. But I would like to recognize your example and your dedication has been always like very much for me, like an X-ray. And immediately show my defects, my poorness, my limitations. And I'm seeing in your example, in your dedication, in your devotion, I'm seeing that, oh, this is what I should do. I don't know if I should do in this life, if I will be able to do in this life. But I hope, I pray that I will be able to become a sincere follower of this mission of Srila Gurudevas, of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and of all of you. Thank you so much. Dhanyavaad.
And just when I returned and asked Srila Gurudev, what should my seva be? Because I'm known mainly making books. I said, should I make more books? He said, no. As Sripad Ashramar said, I have so many thousands of disciples now all over the world and 270 publications. He said, but if you can assist Sripad, at the time Jagannath Ballabha Prabhu, later became Sripad Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj, he said, that'll make me happy. So it's my good fortune to assist Sripad Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj and all the servitors there. And we just asked that he can say a few words now. And really, as Ashram Maharaj alluded, we want to hear everyone to express something, but we have a certain amount of time now. We were saying earlier we would meet again in the evening and continue. So I'd like to give this to Avadhut Maharaj now to say something back to Sripad Acharya Maharaj and conclude this particular meeting, but to meet again. And Sripad Avadhut Maharaj and others will arrange that, where we will meet and continue, because many things are to be said and expressed by many servitors. As Sripad Ashram Maharaj said, at these times it's hard to remember everyone and express our appreciation for them, and we don't want to neglect one person, because as he said, Gurudev never did that. He always had time for every servitor. So Sripad Avadhut Maharaj, if you can speak something now and give the mic to Acharya
Maharaj. Dhanyavaad. I'm very honored to speak in this great Vaishnava assembly. And there are so many superior devotees, sannyasis, and great servitors here. But they're witnessing. This is very important. And everything we're doing, there's some divine backing. So going back to Gaura Leela, Mahaprabhu pastimes, we can extract few things. Because everything we know about Krishna consciousness is by Mahaprabhu grace, and even the Bhagavad Puranas and other great Puranas are not as revealed as Mahaprabhu pastimes. They're just giving us some reference. So at Mahaprabhu pastimes, we'll find few very special moments which will give us great impact. Just like yesterday, all of us went through amazing experience, and that experience was divine. Everything yesterday that happens, starting from Guru Maharaj's departure and up to final his samadhi preparation and final ceremony, was completely divine. And you see, this season, no rain, but the rain will shower as the devatas and the great inhabitants of Navadvipa have graced all this ceremony with their own special mercy. So Gurudev lived his life according to Rupa Nuga standard, lived his life and left his life as Rupa Nuga from the beginning to the end. And you know, some Christian people say, we know how you live, because you can impersonate you as a saint, but we would like to see how you live your body, because that final example is the conclusion. So it's going back to Mahaprabhu Leela. We know that it is one departure clearly mentioned as departure of Haridas Thakur. As so many great devotees disappear, that Haridas' departure is clearly mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and why it is. It gives us some important position to be present at Vaishnava departure. We are most fortunate, actually, because it is says in Gaura Leela, anybody will hear about Haridas Thakur departure, he will be clearly purified by that. And I think that deep, what I've seen yesterday with my own eyes, giving me little glimpse to Gaura Leela, because I heard in Chaitanya Bhagavata that people were collecting soil and digging with their own hands when Mahaprabhu would come. And, you know, I could not imagine that this is possible. And it says that the great movement of people went through Ganga without, you know, drowning. And I think, how it is possible? Maybe this is exaggeration, but when I see how much, especially the Bengali people, were anxious to participate in this, this gives me some unique position of what is the devotion in this land. It says in one of the songs, this land is land of Chintamani. So Gurudev is not burying in like some mundane soil. He's burying oil, soil of Chintamani, and every particle of dust here is a guru. So you can imagine
where we are at. We're at this very, very special place and with very, very special occasion. But I just want to be very sure to mention an important second part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Mahaprabhu was searching for his successor, there were so many great devotees there, so qualified. And Ramananda Rai, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, and so many great Vaishnavas there. And of course, Mahaprabhu is searching very carefully because Rupa Goswami, he was the young, he was a beautiful person, but maybe too young for the general group of Vaishnavas. But Mahaprabhu is selecting him, not only selecting him, he wants the other devotees to give his grace, and he tests him, his service in front of other devotees, and he is asking the devotees to give the blessings. And devotees are happily giving the blessings, and we know Gurudev's desire, his desire of Sri Padacharya Maharaj to be the servitor of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, and we know that the service is so complicated. We just know an external part, the kirtan, prasadam, but there's so much internal part to manage the people, to manage the funds, to manage everything. So, it is very, very important. If not only we all giving the blessing, it is now clearly that all Western section and all Bengali devotee section supporting Acharya Maharaj, but I think even the resistance group have to give him blessing. There are some resistance to Sripad Acharya Maharaj, and this is natural, thesis, antithesis. You know, there's some resistance to me, there's some resistance to everyone of here. Everybody's in charge to do any work, you'll get some resistance. This is the plane of material world. You know, action, reaction. It's the world of karma. We're living in a plane of exploitation. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj say, what is the harmonia? It's a musical term. When the orchestra playing, everybody has little parts. Sometimes in big orchestra, playing for 2 hours, but in the end, some guy coming with bell. Ding. One sound. But that is the part of the orchestra. So however big service or small service, everybody in our mission have that special service, even the resistance. There is no truth without opposition. There is no reality without shadow. So resistance is good, but proper resistance, not ugly resistance. What we faced yesterday was very ugly because at the same time, we're divine plane, where we have divine funeral of the Guru, they have divine ceremony, and it's very, something almost spoiled, not spoiled, almost. So I think we don't want to talk about this negative parts this day, but we also should not be neglecting the fact that Sripad Acharya Maharaj require our help, support, and our opposition party require deep respect, and deep depreciation. And that appreciation would be as not we going to